NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore was struck by one winner in particular at last night's Oscars, but the award show didn't get politics off his mind for long.
Al Gore's Oscar election being beyond Supreme Court review, we are left with an all-too-premature presidential race as the main subject of national controversy. Actually, there are two contests in progress. Among Republicans, the issue of troops in Iraq is muted by the pressure to stand behind their president in his dark hour when best friend Tony Blair has unexpectedly announced the withdrawal of 1,600 British troops from Iraq, while the president's approval rating in a USA Today poll has sunk to 37%, among Republicans, 72% believe that he did not make a mistake in sending troops to Iraq. For Democrats, especially presidential candidates, the problem is twofold: how to explain past votes and what to vote for now. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who voted for the authorization to use force in October 2002, has apparently not explained that vote to the complete satisfaction of some Democrats, with the result that some big money givers are giving their support to Senator Barack Obama, who wasn't in Congress in 2002. For aspirants to the Oval Office, the bigger problem is how to tie the president's hands on withdrawal of troops, or failing that, how to exploit the perception that the president is dragging out this sanguinary war. Efforts until last weekend to debate the issue in the Senate ran afoul of Republican filibusters. John Edwards, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton all have plans calling for phased and conditional redeployment. That struggle will probably be renewed. One tactic that some Democrats are considering would withhold funding to finance the surge. It is not likely to survive filibusters and vetoes, but Democrats hope that the fight will undoubtedly generate some headlines casting the Republicans as the war party. This is Daniel Shore.